Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this podcast is to help you between your transition of living a worldly life to now a godly life. This podcast is the tips and tricks and a how-to book on what to do, where to begin as a new Christian, or if you've been a Christian and you just want, or you're just, you know, you never know. When you have some questions, this is the podcast. Okay, let's just go ahead and jump right in because let me just tell y'all. Looking around recently, just seeing people getting baptized lately at my church and like other churches around, especially seeing like just how the youth has grown so much in the Spirit of God. And let me just tell you, it just makes me so happy because like I'm in the youth. Like I just love seeing people my age. I'm like, okay, you did that. Like, you know, especially like with recent younger Christian artists and like the music they're coming out right now recently, like their music is just so, so good. Like, Chandler Moore's new album, let me tell y'all, it had me in tears. Like, let me just say, the Spirit is moving in this world, and if he has not moved in your life yet, he is going to. So keep having faith, don't give up, keep being strong, and just keep pushing, because your time is coming. Trust me, his Spirit is moving all over the place. I'm like, just makes me so happy. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. Well, stop talking about that. Okay, focus. All right. Psalms 46 verse 10. We're just going to go ahead and jump right in. So, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He's basically saying, don't worry. Just relax. Sit back. I got this. I'm God. I am the ruler. I got this. No one can take me down. Okay? He is our protector no matter what the circumstance is. That's who our God is. God is going to move. He's going to fight. He's going to take over the battle the minute we grow weak. He's never going to put us in a situation that we can't handle. And when it gets to a point where we feel like we're breaking, he's going to jump right in. He's going to finish it for us. He's going to say, just sit back. I got it. Don't worry. Don't even strain yourself. I got it. I will finish the battle for you because you are my child and I love you and I'm going to protect you. Like, he's such a good father. Like, no matter what it is, he loves us. He's going to fight for us. He is God Almighty. Let's just talk about his mightiness right now, okay? Because he is strong. He is willing. He is loyal. He is loving. He's just perfect. Perfect in all ways. You want a perfect father? There you go. He checks all the boxes. He's right there. He's the perfect father. And, he's just, sorry, I cannot stop. Like, I'm smiling. He's just so good. He makes me so happy and joyful. Like, I just love him so much. He's, like, the best dad. Like, thanks, dad. So, let's just continue on with that. No matter what situation we're in, let's say we're at this point where we feel like everything's just going wrong in our life. We keep sinning. We keep doing this one thing that we know we can't do. Or we just have things going on in school or at home or at work or whatever the situation that you're in and you feel like you're just becoming low. Like you're not who you are. Like you feel like you're draining a little bit. I think that's like the best way to describe it. But if you feel like you're draining and you feel like you're losing yourself just a little bit. You feel like you're just giving up on the battle. You're like, you just stop fighting. You're just going to let them hit you. You're basically, you're just done. You're done. You don't want to fight anymore. So everything's just falling apart on your life because you're done. You drained. Well, at that very moment, we're in that transition of seasons. Just like how we're coming to an end of summer and now we're going to a fall. That's kind of how it is when it comes to the season of life spiritually. Right now, we're in the season where it's going to be raining and it's going to be hard and it's like the weather's just weird. That's how it is in our spiritual life. We're going to be going through these trials. We're going to be feeling drained. We're going to feel like we're at this dark, low point and there's no way out. But that's just the point where God's saying, all right, you're tiring. You're getting tired. I'm going to come in and I'm going to fight that battle for you. I can tell you time and time again where I've been in that transition season and I just felt like I did not deserve God, and I felt like, why am I even here? Like, I've been in that position so many times, and then right when I think that, oh, God pulls a reverse, and he's like, no, you're not losing yourself. I'm here. I'm gonna fight for you. So you go relax and regain it. That's pretty much what he does. And let me just say, like, God is, it's his mightiness. He's so strong and powerful, and he gives us the strength that we need in order to go through the battles that we need to fight. And let me just tell you, he's just so good for that. Like, who do you know in your life that is willing to do that? Who do you know in your life that is willing to, even though you've done them wrong time and time and time again, they're still willing to take a bullet for you? He forgives us endlessly. He loves us endlessly. And he will fight for us forever. Like, he's that good dad. Like, he's the good dad. Let me continue with this. So, he finished our battles the very moments we grow weak. And if we read Psalms 46 verse 5, so we're going to move up a little bit, it says, oh man, I lost my place. Oh, God is with her. She will not fail. So if he's with us, we're not going to fail. Literally what it says. Doesn't matter what translation's in. It's pretty self-explanatory. As long as he's on our side, as long as we have faith in him, and as long as we continue to trust him and say, God, I know I can't handle it, so I'm just going to let you have it. God, I need your help. If you're just willing to ask him or seek him in these dark moments, you're not going to fail, because he's like, okay, you can't handle it? Don't worry. I got it. I will fight for that battle for you. I will clean up that mess for you. That sin? What sin? That never happened. Like, he's that good of a father that he's willing to just erase everything, pretty much. And he, like, I'm forever truly grateful for that. So let me go ahead and just read another one for you guys. Okay, so Exodus 15 and 6. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Why? Because he is God. Because he is the one, the only king of all kings. Like, he, that enemy is shattered at the bottom of his foot. That, like, it's that. Like, he can crush him like a grape. Like, the battle is so easy to win because God is stronger than anything. Think of him. Think of, like, Hercules. Like, that big and strong, like, buff guy. Think of that, but, like, times it by 1,000. Like, that's God right there. Even more. Like, he's undefeated. There's no, like, you can go in a fight with him and you won't even leave a single dent on him, because he is that powerful and that strong and that almighty. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, Lord on high is mighty. Basically, he's like there's no taking him down. Like, God is just strong. He is high almighty. He is strong. Like, he's not gonna lose a battle. And so, with that being said, no matter what you're going through, if you feel like, okay, how do I trust God? How do I feel like, how do I know that he's going to fight this battle for me? How do I know, or how do I come to him when I feel like I'm about to fall apart? That's that's the main question that you're going to ask yourself when you're in this low, when you're in this season where everything is dark, pretty much. We don't see God doing anything in our lives. We don't even think about God the minute our lives change. We just think, oh, it's just another difference. But that's God's plans falling into play. So if God has written this whole book in our lives, if God has written this whole entire plan, every situation, every possibility. He has calculated every mathematical problem, every probability, every do's and don'ts and theses and theories and all that scientific stuff that, I'm sorry, I'm like into science right now, so like my whole brain's like going to analogy, but you get the point. He has thought out every little possibility. He's thought out billions and billions of ways of what can go wrong, what can go right, which way you're going to take, what your thought process may be. He has planned everything out to the exact second in your life. He has taken the time to make sure you have a purpose and a plan and a calling and a reason why you are on this earth. He did this before you were even created. He knew you before you were born. He knew your name. He knew your family. He knew what you're going to do. That's why we should trust him. That's how we can trust him. His silence does not mean that he's not there. His silence does not mean that he's ignoring you or he's abandoned you. That's not what it means at all. There are times where God is saying, be still. You need silence in your life. Just listen to the silence of my voice and be calm. Just trust me because I have a plan. Trust me because I know what's going to happen next. Just trust me. I know there's people who struggled to listen or hear God's voice, but let me tell you right now, if you are not hearing a voice, if you don't understand what it means for God to talk to you, silence is not a bad thing. Silence is God telling you just to listen to his silence, because sometimes it's that silence after prayer where you know he has something to tell you. It's that silence after a song that you just listened to where you knew, okay, that's my calling. God will never abandon you, and he will fight that battle for you. In that dark moment when you feel like everything has gone wrong and you don't feel like you feel his spirit anymore, you don't have to feel emotions. You don't have to be breaking down into tears, falling down on your knees at the altar to feel God's spirit or to know God has touched you. Sometimes it's those moments where we're just there in his presence, admiring everyone else speaking in tongues, everyone else crying, everyone else's testimonies and prayers being answered. It's that moment where we just need to quiet ourselves because we're so desperate. We're talking over God. That's probably why we can't hear him, because we're talking over God. We are talking over him and we're not giving him the chance. It's like having a conversation with a person where you're like, why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Where are you? Where are you? Are you there? Are you there? Like, he can't answer you because you're just constantly talking. Give him a break. Just be quiet. Let him speak through the silence, because he has the plan. He has the words for you. You just have to be able to trust him in that moment. Just be still in his presence. Continue to pray. Continue to read your Bible. His Bible is nothing but his words. You want to hear God's voice? Open up that book. Because this book right here will be the silent prayers that you have had in your head. He knows what you're going to ask before you even know. He has that plan in your life already. And he's going to lead you and guide you. You have a purpose in your life. Everything happens for a reason. You just have to be able to trust him. And I know it's hard to trust him when you feel like your whole life is falling apart. I know when everything is going against you and you feel like, why am I doing this? Why am I keep sinning? Why is everyone hating me right now? Because the enemy will hate on the most precious thing to God. The devil hates it when you're close to God. So he's going to do everything in his power to try to mess you up by giving you temptation, by giving you loss of words, by giving you bad thoughts, by giving you self-criticism. But how do I know whether it's God? How do I know whether it's God or the devil or even my own voice? Trust me, you'll understand. God will never, ever say anything negative about you. Never. He loves you and he is proud of you. An artist never disses on his own painting. And that's God. We are his painting. We are his prized possession. We are the painting that he is the most proud of. An artist never disses on them. And neither will God. As for the haters who are jealous of the artist, such as the devil, will say all the bad things, even though they know it's perfect, even though they know it looks amazing. They're like, no, you're not great. No, you're actually not worthy of this. No, they only want you for this. No, you can't do this. Your family doesn't love you. No, you're not worthy enough. No, you did too many sins. Or no, you're actually a really bad person. There's no saving you now. That's the devil putting those thoughts into your head. He's going to criticize you because he's jealous. He's jealous that you're perfect and he's not. He's jealous because God loves you and he favors you. And he's just right there in the middle. Like, no, he's not one of us. He's jealous of that. And as for your own voice, well, our own thoughts are really... Our thoughts is more of what the flesh wants. Our thoughts is what we choose and what we desire, what we fill our hearts with. That's what our thoughts are. God is almighty. He is the strength of all, and we cannot lose any battles. That's what I mean. And like, I don't know if I've been repetitive this whole pack, like this whole episode, but I just have to keep saying it because you guys have to put it in your head. Like, I'm going to keep saying it until you memorize it. I'm going to bug you right now, okay? He is strong. He is powerful. He is worthy. He is loving. He will never abandon you in a battle. He will never abandon you ever, period. That silence that's happening right now, that sense of stillness right now, it's the calm before the storm. And that storm, whether it's good or bad, God is on your side, regardless. So I say right now, while you're in that silent moment, I say right now, where you don't feel anything, when you're not breaking down in tears at the altar, I say right now, don't just sit there waiting. Prepare yourself, because your time is coming and you need to be prepared. Start preparing yourself right now. Oh, but how do I prepare myself? Act boldly. God has a plan for you, so act boldly. If you already know what your calling is and you feel like you're not prepared yet, go for it. Just go for it. God will guide you in that. Pray. I cannot stress it enough. If you want to hear God's voice, if you want to have him by your side fighting those battles, pray. That's the only way we can communicate with him. It could be a simple prayer, whether it's singing a song, whether it's saying, hey God, how are you? You know, like, just talk to him. He's our friend. He's our father. He's our lover. Like, he's our God Almighty. Don't let the stillness ruin you. Okay, we're just going to do a few seconds of quietness. Okay, ready? Now, this time, without the quietness, put it in your head. Clear your thoughts. Don't let your thoughts distract you in prayer. This is how you're going to do it. God, I pray that you just clear my mind, remove every distraction in my mind right now, every thought, every voice in my mind. Let me be still in the silence so I may feel your presence coming near me. We just need that time. We need that silence for a reason. If we never had silence, how would we know what's going on? We would be overwhelmed by everything. If we did not have that silence, we wouldn't have peace. If we didn't have that silence, if we didn't have silence, how would we be able to understand things clearly? I know I jumped around a little bit in this episode, but it all ties together. We can't win a battle without God on our side, and we can't have God on our side if we're not still in His presence and His silence. We need to be able to understand that He's not going to abandon us. Even if we leave Him, or if we try to leave Him, there's no running from Him, because He's right there holding us, like how parents hold their babies when they're just learning how to walk, and they're just kind of hovering over them, ready to catch them any moment they fall. That's what God's doing. He is just guiding us like a GPS. He's guiding us through the plan that he has for our life. He's guiding us through that path with using his Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, as the GPS to guide us through these moments and these decisions in our lives. Just understand that He loves you, and He will fight for you no matter what, and He's not going to leave you or abandon you by yourself. So I'm gonna end it at that. And read one more thing. I'm like out of breath right now. Okay. Oh Lord God, You have only begun to show Your servant Your greatness and Your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as Yours? Deuteronomy. I can never pronounce it. 3:24. God. This is only the beginning. There's more to come. So just keep praying and keep trusting and enjoy that silence and just feel His presence. Meditate on it. All right. Well, I'm ending it here. I hope this helped you guys a little bit when it comes to hearing the voice of God and understanding when we're weak. But yeah, all right. I will catch up to you guys on the next episode. So, see ya.